Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The slow, methodical reopening continues in New York this week. The Mid-Hudson region enters Phase 1 tomorrow.
The region includes the city of New Rochelle, where Mayor Noam Bramson sees this as a significant milestone.
It is particularly gratifying here in New Rochelle, given that our community was the first along the entire eastern United States to experience a significant outbreak of coronavirus.
Now the city has to make sure it doesn't happen again. Under Phase 1, most New Rochelle stores will reopen, but are limited to curbside or in-store pickup.
It will be the enforcement of retail restrictions that might be the most difficult. Those are the activities that will be most widespread. Many thousands of locations in theory that need to be monitored. And of course, simply judging whether a store is open or closed is not sufficient to judge whether they're acting in accordance with the state's restrictions.
But so far, he says, the people of New Rochelle have acted responsibly, with police rarely needed to enforce social distancing. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Long Island will join the reopening party on Wednesday. In New York City, Mayor de Blasio is hoping to get the go-ahead early next month. Cooler weather kept crowds down at local beaches on Saturday and Sunday, so Governor Murphy isn't ready to make any pronouncements about behavior at the Jersey Shore.
It's been cool, a lot of rain, so I don't think we could draw many lessons from this weekend, but the plan we worked out with the local mayors and counties, I think, is a good one. It largely leaves it to them to execute. Big focus on limiting capacity, social distancing, strong encouragement to wear masks.
In other parts of the country, people crowded onto beaches. Few wore masks. Correspondent Rosa Flores reports from Pensacola Beach, Florida.
This is a beach where people from Texas, Louisiana, Georgia drive to. So when you compare the number of cars that drove into Pensacola last year to this year, just on Saturday alone, it's about 20,000. So it's on par year to year. I asked the county commissioner that represents this area, is he concerned about the potential spread of the coronavirus? And he says that of course he is, but that Escambia County is following all the rules and all the regulations set forth by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to open in a smart and methodical way.
In Missouri, there was video of hundreds of people attending a pool party. Just days before, it was a similar scene in Arkansas. That was followed by a cluster of new coronavirus cases. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the state is now experiencing a second peak. Dr. Stephen Hahn, commissioner of the FDA, reminded Americans yesterday to follow the White House guidelines, wear a mask, social distance, and wash hands often. Health officials in Washington, D.C. report a new spike in COVID-19 cases. Until the weekend, Washington had reported 11 days of decline in community spread. The spike could set back any plans to reopen. Georgia was one of the first states to reopen. Officials there report a 17-year-old boy has died of coronavirus. He had underlying medical conditions. This is a solemn day, Memorial Day, as we honor our war dead.
President Trump marks this Memorial Day with two events. This morning, he and the First Lady participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. They'll be joined by Vice President Pence and Karen Pence. Later, the President and First Lady travel to Baltimore to take part in a Memorial Day ceremony at Fort McHenry. It's the site of a battle during the War of 1812 that inspired poet Francis Scott Key. His poem later became the national anthem.
That's correspondent Karen Travers. Here in New York, there are ceremonies all around town, but no parades or large gatherings. There will be a wreath laying at the Intrepid, and Mayor de Blasio is laying a wreath at Cadman Plaza in Brooklyn. The United States has the most confirmed cases of coronavirus in the world. Number two is Brazil. Dire scenes are playing out around the country. Hospitals are overwhelmed. In the Amazon city of Manaus, Mayor Arthur Virgilio Neto blames President Bolsonaro.
Mr. President Bolsonaro, please shut up and stay home. Resign.
Why?
Because he doesn't govern Brazil.
Bolsonaro has repeatedly tried to downplay the seriousness of coronavirus and appears at anti-lockdown rallies without a mask. Video of an April cabinet meeting was released last week by the Supreme Court in Brazil. It shows Bolsonaro criticizing Neto because of the mass graves the mayor was forced to dig to cope with mounting coronavirus deaths. Yesterday, the White House suspended entry to the U.S. for all non-U.S. citizens who have been in Brazil 14 days prior to their arrival. No arrest yet in the murder of a 56-year-old woman inside her Staten Island home. A neighbor called police just before noon yesterday after hearing commotion from the first floor of the two-family house on Osgood Avenue. Officers found the victim lying face up in the bedroom with a cord or wire wrapped around her neck and stab wounds. She's been identified as Deidre Borders. The investigation continues. A senior at the University of Connecticut is a wanted man. Police say 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia is suspected in two killings. The first was last Friday in Wellington. Police say Manfredonia assaulted 62-year-old Ted Demers and another man. Demers' widow says Manfredonia attacked her husband and the other man after they found him walking along a road and offered him a ride back to his motorcycle. The other man suffered severe wounds apparently caused by a sword or machete. Yesterday, police found the body of 23-year-old Nicholas Izell at his home in Derby. He'd been an acquaintance of Manfredonia. He apparently stole Izell's car. It was found yesterday afternoon at the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border. A group called Reopen New Jersey has been promoting a protest at Point Pleasant Beach today. The anti-lockdown group is calling on Governor Murphy to lift stay-at-home orders. The government of Point Pleasant Beach didn't feel it was ready to reopen the beach for Memorial Day weekend, and the beach is expected to remain closed during today's protest. Police say they expect a sizable crowd. A number of officers will be stationed there to maintain the peace.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.